Blog Talk Radio.
You can't keep letting motherfuckers walk all over you. You don't need to be playing too nice with everybody. But what if I'm not strong enough? Who you gonna listen to? Them or Tina Snow? What you need to do is go in there and show them that you that bitch.
You right.
I am that bitch. I know.
I'd rather keep it real with ya.
Real hot girl shit.
Ah.
It ain't always about what you like. Sometimes it's about what's right.
I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? Why you wanna play with me? You know I'm undefeated. A real high girl know how to keep a nigga heated. You say you want respect, well treat me how you wanna be treated. You told me keep it real, but you don't practice what you preaching. You want me to blow your phone up and come and looking for you till I find you. You really want me to book the hoe that you fucking with if I find her. Bitch, you ain't that busy, I don't give a fuck what you ain't got time for. You look me in my eyes and know you lying, man, that's far, bro. Man, you knew I was a player, so you made me need to relax. You know that you gon' hate me if I get the plan, get back. I ain't turning to no damage when you met me, boy, I've been there. You tryna make me something that I ain't with that. I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I got my mind on getting paid. We ain't fucking some days. He probably thinking I'm in pain, but I'm really on game. Ain't no nigga finna stop me. Independent, I got me. All the shit that I be needing can't depend on the prolly. And that's fucked up cause you know that I don't fuck with nobody. I be quiet, but you out here telling stories one side. I ain't perfect and I try to fix the shit that ain't working. But it's 2020, I ain't finna argue about twerking. Since you wanna test some waters, might as well jump in with both feet. If you leave me and you see me, better act like you don't know me. If you think your shit get better with another bitch, go get her. When you realize she ain't got you like I got you, I can't help you. I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence. Peace of God, salam. Salam, salam. Hope everybody did. It's going beautiful, as always. You know, right here eating some oranges. But anyway, let's get out of it. It's Knowledgeable Sunday. We just heard a music clip. The audio
on this song is B-I-T-C-H, as you can see. And that's our topic today. We're gonna go into this a little deeper. And before I go into the show, I like to do a little rant. You know, before I go into the definitions. So let me see. And also, I like to do a disclaimer first, prior to getting into the show. And you know, the disclaimer is, I'm not trying to manipulate or make fun of anyone's decision. You know, I feel like everybody has their own right to liberty to define themselves as whatever they see fit to their satisfaction. Let me put that out there. And, you know, their decision is their decision. I always say that. I'm not trying to steer anybody in a direction that they don't want to go into, you know? And I'm not saying that the direction they are going into is wrong. All right. Let me open up the chat. It's just a public chat. So I can let some more people in. Yeah, so, yeah, that was the disclaimer. But, yeah, that same video right there, I mean, that audio, she ended up doing like it's an interview, but it's an interview about that song directly, you know, and she breaks down the reason why she uses that. She thought about the song, why did she make it, the different terms that she used in there, why did she say this line. It just goes into the whole breakdown of the song in her perspective, right? And coming from her perspective, I could see why she glorifies it. Coming from her perspective, you know. And she also mentioned Tupac as well. And we did a show on thugs and gangsters, and gangsters and thugs here as well. So y'all go back in the archive and look for that thug and gangster or gangster and thug show and check it out. Because she also brings up Tupac and she says that that's who inspired her to really get on that beat. I think that was a Tupac beat. It was very similar to a Tupac beat too. So, wait, he did one. He said, I'm a N-I-G-G-A. Yeah. But she goes into it. She also talks about like twerking. She don't see why people be arguing about it. And she also goes into, man, saying like what the like what B-I-T-C-H means to her, like what the definition is for her. Remember what Tupac did. Tupac gave his own definition for what a thug was. So she gave her own definition to what a B-I-T-C-H was. And it's her definition. That's the thing. Remember, words already have definitions before other people even put their own definition on these words. And that's very misleading. And it could cause people to choose the wrong way, you know. So we're going to clear up all of those things. And they got this other song with the Migos brothers, right? when that song dropped, that was like the number one song. It was called like Bad and Bougie. So you could, if you haven't listened to it, you could go ahead and type that in. It's going to be in a private chat as well. Yeah, Bad and Bougie, right? Where he say, my bitches is bad and bougie. That's how it started. So he used the word bitches, right? Also, he used the word bad. When I was growing up, like where I'm from, and anybody could attest to this who's from like the Lucayan Archipelago, that's where I was raised. I was raised up in the Lucayan Archipelago, misnomer as the Bahamas, but how can I put this? When a girl was called like bad or bad, it was like a negative character. It was a negative character, meaning like she was a slut. Like she was doing all kind of bad stuff, not like evil, but it was like meaning like she was into sex a lot, etc. And we like still in high school, junior high type thing. So came over here, when they say bad, that actually means good. Like they be like, oh, is she bad? That means she looked good in their eyes. That's their definition, because they using slangs. And we're gonna go into definition of slang and all of these stuff, because all of this stuff is confusing. Like they cursing themselves. This was the only place I came to where it was like bad meant good. She bad, I mean she looked good. It was different, you know, because I had to get used to it. I had to adapt to it. It ain't took me too long, but yeah. And a lot of things come from like programming, right? And that's why I can't even say like bitch like that. You know what I'm saying? Like that word, it rolled off my tongue weird. That's one of those words that word rolls off of my tongue weird, because I was programmed not to use it. I was programmed not to use it at all. I remember when we was like growing up, you couldn't call no girl that, no lady that at all. Like in school, I remember a dude saying that to a girl, she slapped him. Instant reaction. Instant. I remember a dude got hit in the nuts for that. That hurt. I know that hurt. It was like an instant reaction, though. She didn't even give it no time to breathe, like to think. Did he just say what I think he said? Nah. It was a quick reaction. And I was like, yo. My mother already telling me, don't say these things, you know. Don't call a lady out of her name. And I'm seeing the response. You know, it was a program in my mind. So I get why people say these things, because they are also programmed. So I'm not criticizing the people who use the word. I'm not like putting any judgment or trying to downplay them because they're using this word, because I know it's a program. They have been programmed to call ladies around them bitches. Like, let's be real. Through the songs, maybe their parents, maybe their friends. you know? It's programmed them to them. And when you're programmed, sometimes you just think that's normal, bro. Just like how I thought these things was normal, they think these things is normal too, so I completely understand. I don't necessarily agree with certain things, but I understand the programming part, right? Because, like, let me do a scenario. So if a couple is arguing, right, in public, of course, if the public is arguing in public, this lady's getting not physically abused, right, but verbally abused. And the thing is, like, people don't really be thinking verbal abuse is a thing. Well, they know it's a thing, but they don't try to recognize it right away. They only think about, oh yeah, if I get physically abused, I'm leaving. If they put their hands on me, I'm leaving. What about the verbal abuse? So verbally abuse is calling you out of your name. They ain't calling you a bitch. That's a verbal abuse. So this couple is in public and they're arguing. He calling her a bitch, telling she dumb, she's a dumb bitch, etc. Like, the people around, some people around wouldn't do nothing because they don't feel like that's an abuse. And I know you like, well, what would you do? Honestly, I could ask, the only thing you could do is ask, are you okay? You good? And if they say, their response is, I'm fine. Oh, I'm good. I'm okay. You sure? Yeah. Now they say, yeah, they do that stuff. Then you just got to leave it alone and let them be in that situation. Because they're going to always go back to that program. You know what I'm saying? They're going to always go back to that program. So don't lose your life. Which, how can I say it? A lot of people are losing their lives because they're getting in between things that will never end. A relationship that will never end. And in that process, people's life is getting in. So I'm not going to put myself in that position. That's the simplest I could put it. I ain't really trying to go too deep into that, but that's how I would move. Otherwise, if they do say, you know, I need help, like a hostage or something, you know, I can't the other way. I maybe say call a sheriff or something, you know, get them involved, because you know they you know, people ain't scared to shoot them, right? But they'll be quick to shoot you, shoot people who look like them, but trust me, they ain't really scared to shoot the sheriff. So just definitely get them involved and move far away. Don't stay in the same state. I wouldn't stay in the same state, to be honest, if it's someone in danger in my life like that, especially if we in a relationship. But opinionated, my preference. And also, another thing I seen was like men, all right? Because I don't want the ladies to be like, oh, you acting like, you know what I'm saying? We the only ones who be calling ourselves, calling us as names. Ladies don't be the only ones. Like I said in the scenario, the guy was saying it. Also, like guys who are in prison and in jail, they be saying this stuff. They be calling other males bitches. Let me give you another scenario. I seen like this video online, like a bunch of other videos too, but this is just one video. And I seen dudes say this in person and all, honestly. It was like, what's up, bitch? Or, I love you, bitch. Like, they talking to other male. So, other males are calling each other like female dogs. And they normalizing those type of things. They putting in the program. And what I've heard is a jail or prison thing. And I'm like, dang, they don't even see it. They don't even see it. It's crazy to me, you know? It's crazy that they don't see it because the word is so, it's so normal now. It's so normally used as a slang instead of the right definition. But anyway, yeah, that was a little rant. Not too big, but just putting those things on notice. And letting it be noticed, people, that this is going on. But let's hop into the private chat. Let's get into a few definitions before we have to go to the 30-minute break or the half-an-hour break. All right? So, I'm going to go inside the private chat. And it says, bitch. B-I-T-C-H. Noun. Old English. Vice. Female dog. Probably from Old Norse, Bigjuna, female of the dog. Also of the fox. I can't hear my background music. Let me make sure I'm still live. Okay, there we go. I can hear this one a lot better. The other one I couldn't hear. Alright. Alright, Norse, Bigjuna, female of the dog. Also of the fox, wolf, and occasionally other beasts. Which is of unknown origin. Grim derives the Old Norse word from Lap Pitcha. But OED notes that the converse is equally possible. As a term of contempt applied to women, it dates from C. 1400 of a man, C. 1500, playfully, in the sense of dog, used among male homosexuals from 1930s. Right? So they also show you that male homosexuals using this, right? And we know the program, man. They're trying to program males to be females now, so on a homosexual level. And I don't have any problem with homosexuals. Personally. Because they're not doing things to me. You know, I'm not putting any judgment. That's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. It's consequences for everything in life. And consequences just mean a result. It could be good or bad. In modern 1990s, originally African American vernacular slang, it's used with reference to a man is sexually contemptuous from the woman insult. So it also says like it's a woman insult, right? It's not nothing like uplifting at all. All right, and we come down here where it says bitch a she dog or doggess, the most offensive appellation that can be given to an English woman, even more provoking than that of whore. And this comes from the Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue, 1811. Bitch goddess, coined in 1906 by William James, the original one was success. Now we're going to the bitch verb. And it says, bitch verb, to complain. Tested from at least 1930, perhaps from the sense in bitchy, perhaps influenced by the verb meaning to bungle, spoil, which is recorded from 1823. But bitched in this sense seems to echo Middle English bitched, cursed, bad. In Middle English, that means to be cursed, bad. A general term of opprobrium, as in Chaucer's bitched bones, unlucky dice, which despite the hesitation of OED, seems to be a derivative of bitch noun. Alright, so let's scroll down to the bottom real quick. And it says bitch noun, an unpleasant difficulty, a person, usually but not necessarily a woman, who is thoroughly disliked. Informal terms for objecting. Female of any member of the dog family. And it goes to bitch verb, complain, say mean things. Right? And that was the definition of bitch right there. Female dog. Also, it could be used among male homosexuals. And also, it is a slang used for as an insult to women. So let's go to the next definition. It says bitchery, right? B-I-T-C-H-E-R-Y. And it says bitchery noun, vileness or coarseness in a woman. And let's look up what vileness is. Another spell, V-I-L-E-N-E-S-S. And it says vile. Adjective, late 13th century, morally repugnant, morally flawed, corrupt, wicked, of no value, of inferior quality, disgusting, foul, ugly, degrading, humiliating, of low estate, without worldly honor or esteem. From Anglo-French vile, old French vile, shameful, dishonorable, low-born, cheap, ugly, hideous, cheap, worthless, base, common, of uncertain origin, perhaps from pie root, to buy, sell, see venal, V-E-N-A-L. So just basically morally flawed and corrupt, wicked, no value, humiliating, of lowest estate, without really honor or esteem. So remember the scenario we talked about, you know, the guy who was yelling at his girlfriend or wife, whatever, which one. Even though she says she is fine, okay, internally she's not, because and subconsciously, she's not, because those words have vibrations, right? These words also have meaning. And what it does is it brings down the energy within inside of you unknowingly. We got to talk about Dr. Emoto too, with the vibration and how the words affect water, and we made out of water. So we definitely gonna go into that show. And anyway, yeah, so that will bring down and lower her self-esteem. And, you know, low self-esteem also can cause depression. And then if you go too low, depression can also make you feel very unloved and make you question, why are you living? And we don't want to bring nobody to that point. No one should go to that point to why am I living, because we know what comes next after that. Okay, so we are going to go on the 30-minute break, half an hour break, and we're going to come right back after a small break. And then finish the definition up, go into the Wikipedia, and wrap up the show. All right. Salam to the God.
Gotta stop getting fucked up. What did I have in my cup? I don't know where I woke up. I keep on pressing my love. I don't know where I woke up. Get it together, bitch. You don't know who you went home when we went home with again. Was he a friend? Friend of a friend? Was he a four? Or was he a ten? I know my mama wouldn't like it if she knew about all my rendezvous and all my whereabouts. I keep on piling on bodies, on bodies, on bodies. Yeah, you get it. Girl. Gotta stop getting fucked up. What did I have in my cup? I don't know where I woke up. I keep on pressing my love. I don't know where I woke up.
Let me rewind. I was with my girl, started getting lit. Then I left my click. I was in my bag, acting up. Don't remember what was in my cup, but I remember I was flying high. I was flying high, I was flying high. I was seeing things like a sci-fi, bitch. Together, bitch. You don't know who you went home with, who you went home with again. I keep on piling on bodies, on bodies, on bodies. Yeah, you get it, girl. Gotta stop getting fucked up.
I know I gotta
what did
stop.
I have in my cup?
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice, and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Salam, salam. Back to the build. I mean, we're back from the break. So, also, what I forgot to mention, right? I forgot to mention in that interview, what I talked about earlier about the I don't even know what to call it, but where she was breaking down the song in the interview, she was also saying that how society looks at her or she feel like society. You gotta look at the interview, man. I'm gonna post it inside the private chat. But how she feels like society wants to look at her or expects her to be a certain way, so she like goes the opposite way. Now, you always gonna define who you are, no matter what, you know. So we gotta stop saying society wants me to be this way, so I will go the total opposite way. That's bad. That's not good judgment. I'm just keeping it real. That's not good judgment. If every time you feel like society wants you to go this direction and you go the whole total opposite direction, that's, you're gonna crash. That's just what's ahead. Now, is everything society says correct? No. Is everything society say is wrong? No. But you have to go in the definitions and the branches of knowledge of that particular thing that you're focused on. If that's it, your identity, you're trying to find your identity, go a little deeper into finding your identity. Don't just say, all right, society don't want me to be this, so I'm going to be this. Or, you know, society wants me to be this, so I'm going to be the opposite. That's not good judgment. You know? Go into it. Figure out the definition. Get a full grasp of knowledge of these things. And then you decide if I want to do this or not. If I want to be this or not. Don't just base everything on society. Alright? So yeah, let's get back into the private chat. I know we was going on the definitions. That was a little quick break, to be honest. So let's see. All right, so we went over bitch already. So we are going into bitching, which is B-I-T-C. No, actually, we was in bitchery, right? Let me read the bitchery at the bottom. Let me finish reading that. All right, it says bitchery noun, vileness, or coarseness in a woman. Century Dictionary, 1889. 1530, see bitch now. Plus Ery, E-R-Y. And we're going to go all the scroll all the way to the bottom. It says bitchery, noun, aggressive remarks and behavior like that of a spiteful, malicious woman. That was bitchery. Now we're going to go back into the private chat, click bitching, which is an adjective, B-I-T-C-H-I-N-G, also bitching, and it says quote unquote, good, right? Teen surfer slang, attested from 1950s. So it says good, but in quotation marks, it doesn't actually mean good, it's a slang. That's attested from 1950s from teen surfers. Apparently from bitch verb in some inverted sense, meaning complaining is by 1945 U.S. Armed Service. And I know a lot of people, they're going to be like, see, it says bitching is good, even if it was a slang. So we're going to go ahead and type up slang, right? Because I this is one of the reasons why I don't even try to get into slang. I don't utilize slang as much as possible. I try to stay away from slang. If I find it, if I know there's a slang, I don't even use the word. But yeah, this is the definition of slang, which is S-L-A-N-G. This is noun. 1756. Special vocabulary of tramps or thieves. Later jargon of a particular profession, 1801. The sense of very informal language characterized by vividness and novelty is by 1818. So the very first, we just read the very first part. Special vocabulary of tramps or thieves. I'm neither, so I shouldn't be using it. That's just me. We're going to carry on. It says, Anatoly Liberman writes here an extensive account of the established origin of the word from the Northern English noun slang, a narrow piece of land running up between other and larger divisions of ground, and the verb slanger, linger, go slowly, which is of Scandinavian origin. Compare Norwegian slings, hang loose, sling, sway, dangle. Danish slang, to throw, sling. Their common denominator seems to be to move freely in any direction. Liberman. Noun derivatives of these Danish slang it, Norwegian slang it, mean a gang, a band. And Liberman compares Old Norse slangy, tramp, and slanger, going astray, used of sheep. He writes, it is not uncommon to associate the place designated for a certain group and those who live there with that group's language. John Fielding and the early writers who knew the noun slang used the phrase slang patter, as though that patter were a kind of talk belonging to some territory. So the sense evolution would be from slang, a piece of delimited territory, to the territory used by tramps for their wandering to their camping ground, and finally to the language used there. The sense shift then passes through itinerant merchants. Hawkers use a special vocabulary and a special intonation when advertising their wares. Think of modern auctioners and many disparaging derisive names characterize their speech. Charlton and quack or quack are among them. This is a word that ought to have survived as slangwanger, 1807, American English, noisy or abusive talker or writer. Let's go scroll all the way to the bottom. It says slang, verb, use slang or vulgar language, fool or hoax, abuse with coarse language. Going to the noun slang, informal language consisting of words and expressions that are not considered appropriate for formal occasions, often vituperative or vulgar. A characteristic language of a particular group, as among thieves. So the language of the thieves, informal. So the slang was, right? So let's go into back into the private chat, and this will be our last reading, and then we'll wrap up the show. So this one is bitch. B-I-T-C-H, and it has in parentheses slang. Right? Let's see. That says bitch is a pejorative slang word for a person, usually a woman. When applied to a woman or girl, it means someone who is belligerent, unreasonable, malicious, controlling, aggressive, or dominant. When applied to a man or boy, it reverses its meaning and is a derogatory term for being subordinate, weak, or cowardly. So for the ladies, it's belligerent, unreasonable, malicious, controlling, aggressive, or dominant. But for guys, men, boys, subordinate, weak, or cowardly. I don't know why they're using that inside jail slang. I don't know. The term bitch is one of the most common curse words in the English language. It has been used as a term of contempt towards women for over six centuries and is a slur that fosters sexism against women. It has been characterized as an archaic word demeaning women since as early as the 15th century that seeks to control women. The word is considered taboo in mainstream media and euphemisms such as the B word also used to minimize its negative impact. The term bitch literally means a female dog. Its original use as a vulgarism carried a meaning suggesting high sexual desire in a woman, comparable to a dog in heat. And everybody, I wouldn't say everybody, of course not. But for those who have dogs and know about dogs being in heat, when dogs are in heat, they almost will let any dog have sex with them. Any male dog have sex with them. The range of meaning, and in heat means that's their time of mating and all of that. That's for them, yeah, that's the time of mating. The range of meanings has expanded in modern usage, such as when applied to a man. In a feminist context, it can indicate a strong or assertive woman and has therefore been reappropriated by some women. Right. So let's see. Should it? So that was the end of that reading, but I'm trying to see like if it's there. Anything that I should go into? Anyway, let's go into the history real quick. I'm going to touch a little bit on the history. And then I will go into something else. And it says, literally, a bitch is a female dog as an insult. Not a compliment. An insult. It originally compared a woman to a dog in heat. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the term bitch comes from the Old English word bice, or bish, meaning female dog, which dates to around 1000 CE. It may have derived from the earlier Old Norse word bigja, also meaning female dog. Dog has long been used as an insult towards both women and men. In ancient Greece, dog was often used in a derogatory sense to refer to someone whose behavior was improper or transgressive. This could include shameless or lack of restraint, lack of hospitality, lack of loyalty, and indiscriminate or excessive violence, among other qualities. Over time, Cassius C. Frankel argues a persistent symbolic connection developed between dogs and women in Greek literature that expressed and reinforced women's subordinate position in society and their supposedly inferior nature. There may also be a connection between less literal senses of bitch and Greek goddesses, well, Greek goddess Artemis, which is A-R-T-E-M-I-S, as she is the goddess of the hunt. She was often portrayed with a pack of hunting dogs, sometimes transformed into an animal herself. She was seen as free, vigorous, cold, impetuous, unsympathetic, wild, and beautiful. The earliest use of bitch, specifically as a derogatory term for women, dates to the 15th century. Its earliest slang meaning mainly referred to sexual behavior. According to the English language historian Geoffrey Hughes, early applications were to promiscuous or sensual women, a metaphorical extension of the behavior of a bitch in heat. Herein lies the original point of the powerful insult, son of a bitch, found as bitch, son, ca. 1330 in Arthur and Merlin. While in a spirited exchange in the Chester play, ca. 1400, a character demands, whom callest thou queen, scald bitch. Who are you calling a whore, you miserable bitch? Bitch remained a strong insult through the 19th century. The entry in Francis Gross' Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue, 1785, reads, a she-dog or doggess, the most offensive appellation that can be given to an English woman, even more provoking than that of whore, as may be gathered from the regular Billingsgate of Singal's answer, I may be a whore, but can't be a bitch. So people was, it was rather, back then, they would rather be a whore than the word bitch. Throughout the word's evolution into the 19th century, it became gradually less offensive. The Oxford English Dictionary in the 19th century described the insult as strictly a lewd or sensual woman. The word went through many similar phases throughout history. It was not until the 20th century that feminism began to reevaluate the term and its appropriation. In the 1920s, bitch became once again a common insult used against women. The term bitch became more popular in common language during this era. Between 1915 and 1930, the use of bitch in newspapers and literature more than doubled. The writing of Ernest Hemingway popularized the more modern meaning of bitch in this era. He used it to represent favorable qualities such as ferocity, edginess, and grit. It was during this time that women began gaining more freedom, such as the right to vote through the 19th Amendment. The word bitch during the 20s meant malicious or consciously attempting to harm, difficult, annoying, or interfering, and sexually brazen or overly vulgar. According to Dr. Timothy J., there are over 70 different taboo words, but 80% of the time, only 10 words are used, and bitch is included in that set. Being called the term bitch has been associated with worsening the mental health of women. Remember, we talked about the mental health, right? Lowering the self-esteem of the guy in the scenario, calling her a bitch, etc. But yeah, this is going to be inside the private chat. You could go into modern day use where they go ahead and they say what the slang is, the art, the region, and they go deeper. But I'm not going to go too deep into that. You know? Yo, it was a beautiful show. I really enjoyed it. I will definitely play the show 3 times, as I always do. Listen to it. You know, and I hope nobody gets offended. After the show, you could still choose, make a conscious decision, not based on society. And yeah, once we know better, we'll do better. And once we know these certain terms, we won't just let anybody just call us these certain terms, because you know, that's not who we want to be. Like I said, some people still want to be that, but everybody don't want to be that. And this is for the future. This is for the future as far as our children and stuff like that. Just teach them the better way. Program them to know the definitions and let them choose. Teach them the correct definitions and let them choose. All right, that's the end of the show. Salam to the God.
Never yet to say.